The next patient is Christopher Gauthier. The last name is G-A-U-T-H-I-E-R. This is the clinical case of a 57-year-old white male. That is followed in the practice because of diabetes mellitus for more than 30 years, has the retinopathy, that is diabetic in type, that has been seen and followed by the ophthalmologist, and who has the presence of proteinuria. The last time that we had the opportunity to see a patient, the serum creatinine was 1.6. This time, the creatinine is 1.59, and the estimated GFR is 50 mL per minute. There is no evidence of hyperkalemia. Sodium is 140. The albumin is 4.4, and the liver function tests are with the normal limits. Calcium is 9.8. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with the excretion of protein of 1300 milligrams per gram of creatinine, which is worrisome even more when the patient takes Jardiance. The recommendations is to tighten the blood sugar control as much as possible. He stated that after he saw the endocrinologist, the blood sugar is between 140 and 160. Who also emphasized the need for him to quit smoking. The arteriosclerotic process is accelerated by the nicotine abuse, period. Following number, the patient has a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to the nicotine abuse. Following number, dental and periodontal disease. Period, dental care was suggested. Following number, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today is 135/75. Following number, the patient has evidence of hyperlipidemia. The cholesterol is 216, coming down. LDL is 117, and triglycerides at 340. This profile has to improve with the blood sugar control. At the present time, we are going to schedule a follow-up in 3 months, and we are going to increase the administration of Jardiance to 25 milligrams on a daily basis. We are going to emphasize the plant-based diet, decrease the intake of sodium, and a fluid restriction of 45 ounces in 24 hours. I invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes talking to the patient, and 10 minutes in the documentation.